It's been a while since I've been to a high school graduation. My own was heavy on the pomp, but light on the rock and roll. Edgecombe students were not about to let the state-of-the-art sound system in Sitka's Performing Arts Center go to waste. And everything around her is a silver pool of light. People who's around feel the benefit. I get it now that Mount Edgecombe is a family, a home away from home for all the village and urban kids that decide to take on the boarding school experience. Senior Pearl Gurley was one of the few students to have a parent close by during her Edgecombe years. Her father, Bernie, was hired as principal beginning her freshman year. He was the 2009 graduation speaker. Pearl introduced him and pointed out that being the principal's daughter had its ups and downs.
When I first came to Mount Edgecombe, the first thing I thought was, gee, I hope my dad doesn't call me baby in front of the entire school. Well, at the very first school assembly, he introduced himself and told that he wasn't the only one new at this school, but his daughter, too. Then he said, with a proud smile on his face, Pearl baby, would you please stand up?
But Edgecombe life hasn't always been perfect for Dad, either. In his keynote address, Bernie Gurley relived an educator's nightmare that the class of 2009 has never let him forget.
So again, I was fired up and I wanted to make an impression. So I went in front of the student body and I said, okay, give me a B.
B.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a V.
V.
Give me an S.
S.
What does that spell? I was so excited I forgot the E and it was right in front of me. B-R-A-B-E-S.
During the more serious portion of his remarks, Gurley brought a student drummer forward to beat time to his message. Most of Edgecombe's 88 graduating students are Alaska Native, but he urged all students to accept the reality of diversity.
Don't be colorblind. Your world is indeed a rich, open, diverse, multicolored, multi-ethnic, multi-textured, multicultural experience. Declaring that all groups are the same is a deceit. Believing that some ethnic groups are better than others is a moral disgrace.
Graduation speeches always mention being fearless and taking risks. Principal Gurley put all his chips on the table and concluded by performing a purification song with the school's Yupik dancers.
As time passed, humankind was also able to create more. The cotton gin, the steamboat, Doritos, Nintendo Wii.
Gus Cannizzaro was the class salutinarian. Cannizzaro was a state finalist in DDF as a junior, and his speech had some competitive punch. His message to Edgecombe underclassmen was to accept the fact that humans are designed to learn from birth, and that never changes, even if you think you'll never need algebra after your school years.
See, throughout your school career, you're spoon-fed information. You're like the little baby sitting in a high chair in school as your parent, and you cry because you don't like what you're receiving, but the school hopes it knows what you need to do everything and gives it to you until you're old enough to feed and take care of yourself, which is that time when you realize what you want to do with your life and can narrow your educational focus.
The ceremony had two particularly powerful moments. The first was when Speaker Bernie Gurley asked everyone in the packed auditorium who had ever attended Edgecombe to stand up, and at least a third of the people in the room did. The second was when all the talking was paused and the seniors took flowers from under their seats and passed them out to parents, family, and teachers in the audience. The gesture helped me appreciate valedictorian Chris Liu's remarks.
We students have come from all over the state, leaving what we call home to become this community of young, independent learners who help one another succeed. We started with the packing lists and the hopeful glances at each other at the Anchorage airport. We're those same kids who called every day during the first 2 weeks of school. But now suddenly the kids that you once knew have grown up.
You know you go to Mount Edgecombe when you're scared that when you have a family, you're going to make your kids sign out.
You know you go to Edgecombe when being checked out
doesn't always mean what you think it means.
Wayne Akupchuk and Tiffany Creed were the class representative speakers. They got school off to a start each day with morning announcements, an act they repeated one last time for a very sympathetic crowd.
You know, you go to Edgecombe when getting mail is like Christmas morning.
You know, you go to Mount Edgecombe when you can't see Russia from your house, but you can see a Merkuliev in the cafeteria. You also know that you go to Mount Edgecombe when you can have friends from Barrow or Bethel or Beaver or St. Paul or Metlakatla or Little Diomede. You know you are graduating from Mount Edgecombe if you are sitting here on this stage and you're absolutely terrified.
What are you scared of?
Clowns, the dark. Wayne's afraid of girls.
That's not true, ladies.
Class of 2009, remember, the tassel was worth the hassle. Stay classy, Mount Edgecombe.
Reporting from the Mount Edgecombe High School graduation ceremony in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Robert Wolfe.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.